So it is for the first time a team of three: Dan Byers, Tina Kukielsk, and myself. And at the very beginning, we had to find out how we worked together. We didn't know each other. So we started to think about play, about playground, and how you go there and how you figure out your own rules and what you want to do. So one of the important rules we choose is that artists are chosen only if we all three of us agree with the work and what the artist wants to say. That was the very first one. The second rule was it has to be international, but it has also to make sense in Pittsburgh and in the U.S. And third, it has to bring great arts to Pittsburgh, but also great works to the Carnegie Museum of Art's collection.
So you have this idea of play and a playground. Was that driven by the fact that a playground is being built, or is that vice versa?
It's vice versa. It was the first very starting point that we said, oh, why not building a playground out of this, outside of the museum, because it gives a very different sign out into the street, into the neighborhood and the city. That the museum is not just a very serious, intimidating place, but it's actually a playground itself, where you go, where you have experiences, where you see things, where you figure out what meanings and rules, and where you meet other people.
In many ways, this announcement of your list of artists is the first public announcement. Tell me how many people in groups, I understand, are on this list.
So it's 35 artists from 19 countries. Some of them are indeed groups. Some, you know, like A.R. Akav and Henning Ball, two young artists, they joined for this project. That's what many young artists nowadays do. They don't work in couples or groups, but they form themselves, a bit like jazz bands, form themselves, get together, do a project, and then go move on. So that is one a very important thing that is happening today. We have two architects involved in the show, and we have Transformasium, which is a collective based in Braddock.
35 artists, 19 different countries. How does that compare to some of the recent internationals that we've seen?
I think it's a bit more international. It is about the same size. We didn't want to go big, not do the 100 artist show and then show like a little painting by each one, but rather allow people and the visitors to dive into somebody's work and really understand what the person, the artist, is doing. But I think that was always the strength of the Carnegie International.
I know we don't have time to do all 35 artists, but let's talk about a few of the ones that really stand out to you.
Well, let's start with the very last one in the list, which is Joseph Yocum. He died. He is of African-American and Native American descent, and he traveled the world with a circus. So he is a very early globalized human being, comes back and starts to do drawings from his memories, draws what he saw and draws what he imagines. So he mixes reality with fiction, and he found his very own way and particular way to formulate or to say or to draw what he wanted to say and express.
Who else comes to the top of your list?
Then I'm looking forward to Polish artist Paulina Olofska's project around Margot Lovelace, the puppeteer from famous puppeteer from Pittsburgh. Olofska will try to slightly change the cafe into more a cabaret-like space. So we're going into public spaces, not just outside of the museum with the playground, but within inside of the museum, and change spaces in something else. I'm also really looking forward to see Rokhni Harisadeh's work. It's an Iranian, young Iranian artist who lives in Dubai now, and who does very intriguing animation films.
Are the names up on your website? Is there any link or anything that people can help to start understanding who these artists are?
So what you can do is you can go to Pinterest. We uploaded a lot of images about past internationals, but also a lot of images now about the list, the artists who are in the show. It It's almost like a pre-show where you can surf for stroll through images. You can check out our blog where we talk about the spirit of the international, not exactly about the artist. Sometimes we do, but more the mood of the international. And then we started to do on Tumblr a whole upload of archival material that gives a more the historical context.
I have this vision of the three of you, the three curators, sitting in a room, a lot of coffee, artworks all over the place, arguing over who these 35 are. Is that accurate at all? And kind of take me into that room.
Absolutely. It is a lot of coffee. It's sometimes a bar late in the night, somewhere in Europe, somewhere in the U.S. where we stay and start discussing, where we fight with each other, and where it is all about making it a good show.
What's next on the list here? You have your names. What's the next big announcement?
So the next step is at the end of April, we inaugurate the playground in front of the museum. In early June, we open the playground exhibition at HAC, and also we inaugurate the reinstallation of the collection of the Carnegie Museum of Art, because of the first time we show how this exhibition formed the collection of the museum. And then there is the two crazy August, September month where artists travel here, where we do the project, where we realize them. And then on October 5th and 4th, the big, big opening.
Excellent. I look forward to speaking to you as we approach October.
Thank you. Thank you very much.